If the federal government generates anything, it's email. Terabyte upon terabyte of it every year. It's in data centers, it's in the cloud, it's on your own PC. But because such a high percentage of emails qualify as federal records, all that email has to be managed. Well, now the first report on how well agencies manage their emails, they've been released. Some of you got an A+, but many have got to go back to the drawing board. Here with more about how agencies fared, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, tell us about these reports. Who issued them and what do they cover?
The reports were recently published by the National Archives and Records Administration, and they're important because, like you said, this is the first time agencies are reporting how they manage their emails, which might sound kind of like, why aren't we doing this already? But when it comes to the government, everything is a little bit behind.
I mean, this does go back to the Clinton administration, question on what to do with emails. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
I talked with Sean Moulton, Open Government Program Manager at the Project on Government Oversight, and he said managing email is a bit more of a heavy lift than it is for someone like you or me trying to manage our emails. Government has multiple agencies, and those agencies have multiple systems. And then you've got privacy concerns, national security stuff, confidential business information, or you're dealing with other people's information that, you know, that isn't yours, like the IRS. So there's a lot more to it than just putting a label or creating a new folder like we do with our accounts. But on the flip side, government has been guilty of kicking this can down the road a bit. And with added email users over time, those volumes of records go up and the mountain of work just gets bigger and bigger and the problem gets harder to solve.
How do agencies manage their records now? I mean, what are we learning here from what NARA has discovered?
Agencies answered 4 questions when reporting on their email management. Those questions included information about usability and retrievability of emails, retention schedules for saving these emails, categorization of them, and the general state of an agency's email policy, if they even had one. The highest number of points for these 4 questions was 16. So, for example, NARA scored 16 out of 16 because, according to its records officer, their emails are really easy to get, and you can request them and immediately get them, and the employees are trained to manage emails. Agencies also received a maturity model score based on a 0 to 4 point scale that determined whether the agency is at low, moderate, or high risk for not managing email effectively. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, for example, they have one of the lowest scores with 3 out of 16 points and a 0.75 out of 4, meaning it has a high risk of not managing email effectively. In the agency's comments, ICE respondent said that the questions were poorly worded and did not allow for proper response. You could offer your own thoughts in the answer section. And so some agencies like ICE said, this is not really what we wanted to say. And others, just said, well, here's a paragraph of all the things that we're doing.
So part of it is how they report what they're doing, and part of it is actually what they are doing.
Right.
There are a lot of reasons for wanting to retrieve email. There could be legal e-discovery. There could be FOIA requests. There could be simply research by the agency itself. And so the retrieval systems can have a lot of effect on effectiveness of those different endeavors. But some departments did pretty well.
Yes, the State Department, which has made headlines and been in the spotlight for former investigations into Secretary Hillary Clinton's private email server, for example, it scored a 2.75 maturity model score and 11 out of 16 points because these agencies also had to self-report.
So middling.
Yeah, middling. But that was a red flag for Alex Howard at the Sunlight Foundation. He said, that score doesn't really reflect some of the Inspector General reports and GAO reports. And so he highlighted that maybe the self-assessment it might not totally jive with what everybody else is saying.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And I think the State Department example is kind of instructive because right or wrong, we're not going to get into the whole Hillary email debacle. But how could state manage the secretary's email when they weren't on state servers?
Right. And actually, state said it's evaluating its email systems that are not part of its centralized email system. So a lot of the agencies could say, well, even though we're scoring this, this is what we're doing to improve upon it. IRS, for example, said they're teaching everybody, whether you are the head of the agency or one of the lowest of the low, on how to use email retention and saving things and how to record properly.
So give us a sense of the overall score for the government. Did NARA reports find that the government is generally doing a good job? And I know there's a lot of variation in individual agencies, but
they didn't offer like a grand total government-wide, but just for example, agriculture got 11 out of 16 points, EPA had 13, there's a couple other 16s in there, FBI did really well, but then you get some other agencies. I mean, you think of all the different agencies and small components that a lot of us haven't even heard about. They got, you know, between like 6 and 10. And so it really kind of just depends on the agency. And then it goes back to resources and leadership and saying, communicating with your staff, this is important. Sure. We need to save these.
Tell them in an email. So what can agencies do if they want to get better at this?
Sean Moulton with POGO said it's good to self-report, going back to what Alex Howard had highlighted as a problem with State Department, because agencies can take ownership of where they need to improve. And Sean suggested looking at other agency reports that are doing much better, who have similar problems. So talk to agencies like you who, you know, are kind of further down the road and ask them, hey, how are you solving your problems? NARA also released a senior agency officials official for records management reports, which is the perspective from a high level official in an agency to say, hey, how are you doing? And agencies will also be giving their like fuller self-assessment later on. It's an internal evaluation, but those aren't made public. However, NARA will be posting something as kind of a, I guess, sort of what you were talking about, a broader government-wide overview later this year.
I guess there has been some progress since the advent of email early on, and this really came on big during the Clinton administration.
Right.
That's just where the technology break really occurred.
Yeah.
And at that time, they were wondering whether every employee should even have email. And
That's crazy.
Well, that came only after a few years after discussions about whether every agency, every employee rather, should have a telephone.
Man.
That was debated at one time within memory.
That's
at
just
the
such
federal
a,
government.
It's such a foreign concept, I guess, because I use email all the time. And,
well,
you know,
yeah.
We all do. But
that's like saying, you know, should we go back to the horse because everybody has a
car?
So this is the age we're in. But it came on fast. And in those days, the question was, well, should we print them all out and save them as paper?
Wow.
Oh, I don't think there's any. I mean, there's a few.
There's no space for that.
There's a few old, craggy senior executives that probably have their staff print out the email and
bring
in to read. But most people understand how this works.
Well, you said it comes on fast, and I think that's what's interesting about the government and what Sean had said, that it is such a big. It's not just you, you know, categorizing. Oh, here's my tax bills. Here's this. Here's, you know, reservations for this. It's okay. Well, this agency is dealing with confidential, high security information, and this one is just dealing with whatever. So it's not just an easy fix, straight across the board, silver bullet kind of thing.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com.